From Spark and Anvil and Debate Forge, this is Nub in Chapter 1 of the Debate Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Nub is a round, thoughtful marmot, deep brown with a silver muzzle, who carries a small set of hand scales and a worn wooden bowl. Into the bowl, she drops the true points from both sides of an argument, and then she weighs them, one against another, until she finds the one that tips it. Her craft is impact, deciding which argument matters most. The hardest arguments aren't the ones where someone's wrong, she says. They're the ones where everybody's a little bit right. When one side says the trip is expensive, and the other says the trip would teach us so much, Nub doesn't declare one of them false. Both are true. Instead, she asks the question that gets to the nub. Even if the trip is expensive, does the cost matter more than the learning or less? Which one, in the end, should decide it? She weighs the true things against each other. Anyone can pile up reasons, Nub says. The skill is knowing which reason carries the weight. She never dismisses a true point. She just asks it to say how much it really weighs.
Nub learned this at the village market, where her family were the fruit graders. Every apple in the basket is real, her aunt told her, but they don't all weigh the same. Young Nub watched two farmers argue over whose harvest was better. One had more apples, one had heavier, sweeter apples, each certain, both correct. Her aunt didn't call either a liar. She simply asked, better for what? For filling bellies? Or for the fair's sweetest fruit prize? And once they'd named what mattered, the answer sorted itself. Two true things, her aunt said, and the question is only, which one counts for the thing you actually care about? Nub never forgot it. The argument isn't won by piling up truths, but by weighing which truth decides. When she was 12, Nub walked to Debate Forge and met Redder, the village leader. What is impact? Redder asked. Nub lifted her hand scales. When both sides have true points, it's finding which one actually matters most, the one that should decide the question. Redder smiled. You are chosen. In her workshop, a young marmot named Fen slumped in, worn out. Me and Wick have been arguing for days about whether the club should meet outside. He says outside is fun, and I say outside means rain ruins it, and we're both right, and it just never ends. Because you're both right, said Nub warmly, setting out her bowl. So stop trying to prove each other wrong. Drop your true points in, and let's weigh them. She placed two pebbles in the bowl. Outside is more fun. Rain sometimes ruins it. Now, which one matters more for a club that meets every single week? Fen thought. The rain one. If it rains even a few times, we lose whole meetings. The fun of the nice days doesn't make up for the meetings we just lose. So you didn't beat Wick's point, said Nub. You agreed it's true. Outside is more fun. And then you weighed it and found that reliability matters more for a weekly club than extra fun on the dry days. She tipped the scale gently.
That's not a longer argument. That's the end of one. And look, it even suggests the answer. Meet inside with some outdoor days when the sky's clear. Fenn stared at the balanced bowl. Days of arguing and it just needed weighing. You had a pile of true things, said Nub. You only needed to ask which one carried the weight.
It's strange, Fenn said slowly. I kept trying to make Wick's point false, and I never had to.
You never do, said Nub. Making a true thing false is impossible, and trying is what makes arguments last forever. She pressed the little scales into Fenn's paws. So next time you're both right, don't fight it. Weigh it. Ask which reason decides. And as Fenn felt the exhausting, going-nowhere weight of the endless argument lift, replaced by the clean, sordid calm of knowing which thing mattered most, something in his chest unclenched and went quiet. It felt good, that clarity, not needing anyone to be wrong, only needing to know what counted. That settled, waited out, got to the Nub calm, was to Nub, where a tangled argument finally comes to rest.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Nub. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.